On Stewardship Calling today, host Bill Marianis discusses what stewardship truly is and how to change the stewardship paradigm and substantially improve the results in your church and life.
Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Stewardship Calling. My name is Bill Marianis from Atlanta, Georgia, and I share the view of Mark Twain that the two most important days of your life are first, the day you were born, and second, the day you figure out why. My why is to be a stewardship calling evangelist. I'm here to help you, your parish, or faith-based community organization live up to its and your full stewardship potential. Through the Stewardship Calling podcast, we'll explore exactly what stewardship truly is and how to use stewardship best practices, the latest research and guidance from Holy Scripture and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to build successful and sustainable stewardship ministries in our churches and our own lives. So fasten your seatbelts, return your seatbacks and tray tables to the locked and upright position, because we're getting ready to go on an amazing journey. In the previous Stewardship Calling podcast, we started the analysis of what I humorously referred to as the sin challenge facing Christian churches today, but not necessarily that kind of sin. The S is the spirituality challenge. The I is the income challenge. And the N is the numbers and engagement challenge. The first two Stewardship Calling podcasts in this series briefly explored the significant amount of facts and statistics regarding the acute and significant spirituality and income challenges facing Christian churches in America today. In short, spirituality is declining steadily. And while disposable income and charitable giving are both going up in America, giving to churches continues its steady decline. Today, we're going to explore just a small tasting of the enormous amounts of data that demonstrate how membership in mainstream Christian churches are declining. While more people tend to describe themselves as, quote, spiritual, unquote, they are less frequently choosing mainstream Christian churches as the place to practice or share that spirituality or generosity. There can't be any doubt that the numbers challenges that we're facing are at their core truly a stewardship problem, just as we found that the spirituality and income challenges are essentially stewardship problems also. The three inescapable conclusions from all of the available information and data is, number one, every mainstream Christian denomination is experiencing steady and continual declines in their active membership. Number two, other organizations that are religious in nature, many of which call themselves churches also, are actually growing at the very same time. And number three, however, even those who gain new members are experiencing unprecedented churn and subsequent departures of many new members if they do not feel spiritually nurtured and fed and connected and engaged. All of the data I'm going to share with you today in our Stewardship Calling podcast is reproduced on my website, stewardshipcalling.com, in the Stats and Facts tab. And if you want to see a hard copy of the PowerPoint presentation of the Spirituality, Income, and Numbers Challenge data and information, please go to stewardshipcalling.com. So let's dive in and see a little bit about what's going on with the numbers in American Christianity today. Perhaps one of the most insightful pieces of research that was done was produced by the Pew Forum in their U.S. Religious Landscape Survey. It's an enormously complex and dense document with great statistics and facts. But let me share with you two conclusions that were just very stunning. In one instance, they stated, quote, "Constant movement characterizes the American religious marketplace, as every major religious group is simultaneously gaining and losing adherents," leading to one of their final conclusions that said, quote, "Religion in the United States is often described as a vibrant marketplace where individuals pick and choose religions that meet their needs, and religious groups are compelled to compete for members," end quote. My brothers and sisters, is there anything in that description that is very accurate that sounds like the church that Christ started or the church that Christ wanted? A vibrant marketplace where religious groups are compelled to compete for members? That certainly doesn't sound like the kind of Christian church we were all called to work toward. And the National Council of Churches, which in their annual yearbook does a phenomenal job of gathering data, disclosed, for example, in the 2011 yearbook, that overall U.S. church membership declined by 1.05% over the prior year to just about 145 million members throughout the United States. And the most important conclusion that I drew from the enormous amount of wonderful data that they produced was the statement that the direction of membership, whether it was increasing or decreasing, had remained very stable. What they meant was that if your church was growing, it tended to continue to grow year after year. And if it was declining in membership, it tended to decline year after year. In one of the most recent National Council of Churches yearbooks, where they quoted all the membership statistics, they ranked the top 25 denominations in membership in the United States and showed what their change in membership was from one year to the next. Well, the 2012 book is out. I was looking most recently at the 2010-2011 changes, and here's what we discovered. That if you looked at the mainstream Christian denominations between 2010 and 2011, the Southern Baptist Convention, the second largest denomination in the United States, declined by about 0.5%. The United Methodist Church declined by a little over 1%. The Evangelical Lutheran Church declined by almost 2%, and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod declined by 1%. The Presbyterian Church was down over 2.5%, and the Episcopal Church was down 2.5% in membership. The American Baptist Churches declined by 1.5% approximately, and the United Church of Christ was over a 2.5% decline in membership. Virtually every one of the mainstream denominations declined in membership in just one year, and those declines are compounded year after year after year. Now, one that has experienced a slight amount of growth is the Roman Catholic Church. But when you go behind the numbers, you find out that the growth in the Roman Catholic Church has come primarily through the immigration, the Hispanic and Asian immigration. When you factor out the immigration impact, you'll find that membership amongst the core group of constituencies within the Roman Catholic Church is mirroring the exact same phenomenon that we're seeing in all of the other mainstream Christian denominations. The same thing can be said true of the Orthodox churches. In studies that have been done and data that has been produced, much of which is again reproduced at my website, stewardshipcalling.com, you'll see regular and steady declines in baptisms, chrismations, and weddings amongst the Greek Orthodox churches and some of the other Orthodox churches. And in fact, the only statistic that seems to be growing is an increasing number of deaths. My brothers and sisters, when you look at those trend lines, that's a recipe for disaster. And yet, when you look beyond the mainstream churches and you start to look at what's going on within other organizations, we'll find that there are a variety of different religious institutions that are actually experiencing growth on a compounded year-after-year basis. For example, the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, the Mormon Church, grew by 1.5% between 2010 or 2011. The Assemblies of God's Church grew by 0.5%. Jehovah's Witnesses grew by over 4%, as did the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And so you see a variety of what some might say are alternative religious outlets and church organizations that are growing at the very same time that mainstream Christian churches are declining. This is a serious and acute problem. And that's a lot of data and information, not all of which is very pleasant. Now, please understand, I have not shared the spirituality, income, and numbers challenges in these last three Stewardship Calling podcasts because I wanted to depress you or to paint a negative picture. I merely wanted us to begin by setting the record straight and making sure we understood what the facts were and what we were facing. The rest of my 52 or so Stewardship Calling podcasts coming up will be all about helping you to understand that you and your parish each have personal stewardship callings, and I will walk you through how we can better understand and live our stewardship callings and how we can re-energize and revitalize our Christian churches. And by actively practicing stewardship, we can fundamentally change the paradigm within Christian churches in America and reintroduce that level of spirituality and engagement that Christ asked of us when he first formed our church. So please come back and listen to the upcoming Stewardship Calling podcast, where we're going to explore exactly what stewardship is and how to change the paradigm in your life and parish. Please remember that the two most important days of your life were the day you were born and the day you figure out why. You are an amazing person made in the image and likeness of God. Once you figure out why you're here and start living your stewardship calling, you can experience the true joy of using your many God-given, extraordinary gifts as you proceed on the path toward theosis. And when we help others better live their stewardship callings through our churches, we create a robust set of ministries and a strong and growing Christ-centered community living its stewardship calling for God's greater glory. To find out how you can do some of this holy and important work, please feel free to go to my free stewardship website, stewardshipcalling.com, where you can find these Stewardship Calling podcasts, watch the Igniting the Flame of True Christian Stewardship training program, download useful articles, books, or web links, and learn about strategic planning as an invaluable stewardship tool for your parish, or just get your questions answered in the Stewardship Calling blog. All of this I offer to you as my stewardship for free at stewardshipcalling.com. In the meantime, my prayer for you is that you live your stewardship calling and S-O-T-P-A-E-T-J. Stay on the path and enjoy the journey. God bless.
You've been listening to Bill Marianis on Stewardship Calling. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.